hip-hop conversations.
Sunday, I know everybody's gonna have something cooking on Sunday.
I might just pick a church.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to that church. Yeah, I won't be going to Eddie Long Church.
So hip hop right now, man, is in a different place. What do you think about hip hop? The state of hip hop right now?
It just kind of is. You know, like I don't hate it. And I don't particularly love it. I appreciate that it's in a spot where like rock and roll is. Where like there's some rock music that you love and there's some rock songs you're like, why would you ever listen to this shit? You know? It's like, you know, the difference between Nirvana and the Spin Doctors, you know, like you might want to hear Two Princes, but I guarantee, like, you know, if somebody puts on, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, you're gonna have a whole lot more fun.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to hear the whole Spin Doctors album. You just want to hear that one song.
Yeah, you want to hear that one song.
I'm good.
But somebody puts on Nevermind, you're like, wait a minute, exactly. Play Lithium. You know, so like,
But it's definitely better than it was, you know, a couple of years ago.
For hip hop?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
I think it's the same. You know, I was about to say, I don't see a difference.
Because the thing is, like, it's all about what you're paying attention to. You know,
that's a good point.
If your CD player breaks or like you lost your iPod, you're fucked. Like you're just listening to the radio and you're like, I hate hip hop. But like somebody sends you like a new MP3 and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna listen to this. And you're like, oh, Madlib got something new out. And you're like, oh, MF Doom got something new out. You know, so
you're being the digital age. Then because of the digital, Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think that is a good point, because I guess based on what I was saying, it was on the radio level. But, you know, because I pay attention to what's on the radio, and consider back what's on the radio in 2006 or whatever, what's on there now is a lot better than it was, but maybe not 100%, but I guess you're right.
You have to pay attention to what's on the radio, you know?
I know.
Like, the radio has proven to us a long time ago that they just don't give a shit. Like, they're like, did you want to hear something smart? Because we're not going to do that. So they're like, all right, well, I'm not going to listen to you.
Right.
Hip-hop, we're so interested in preservation that, like, I don't think that we can let something die if we wanted it to. There's a lot of shit that should have died a long time ago. You know, a lot of philosophies, a lot of ways that people approach music should have died a long time ago, you know? And some things like got accepted into hip hop that never should have been. And like, you know, we couldn't preserve that.
Okay.
But like the one thing that we did preserve was the thought that we should have preserved it. So like now, like, you know, it's this endless circle and like it's just never gonna die. Like there was a time when everyone thought like, oh, they're gonna ban hip hop. Try it. Like how do you ban? Show me the genre of music that got banned. You know? People make racist rock music.
Yeah.
It's still being made. They're not complaining about being heard on the radio. Frankly, I don't want to hear the shit. You know, but like they're still making it. You know, people make satanic death metal. Hey, you know what? You're not gonna hear that on the radio, but guarantee you it's still being made, you know? So hip hop's not going anywhere. And, you know, and anywhere else in the country, you can say like, yeah, you know, I'm going to Atlanta, they're like, they're the South, there's, and like, nah, like
right.
Like, yeah, there's people that like that, but every time I've come down here, like, I have to ask people to hear it. Like, what is the dirty South hip-hop that everyone's listening to? And people are like, why do you want to hear that? I'm like, because I'm interested.
Yeah.
And, like, it's hard to find. Like, and it's only because the people that I'm around are hip-hop heads. So it's not going anywhere.
So tell me about DJing. Like, when you go to shows now and you see dudes up there, right? Uh-huh. And I was talking to him about this earlier. Like, you go to a show and you see somebody that's rapping, and in the back, all they have is a laptop. That's it.
Just a laptop.
Laptop, some headphones, they push the button, they sit back there like this. Uh-huh. You being, like, a real DJ, how do you feel about that? Like, do you go in there and be like, that ain't DJing?
Well, it's not.
Thank you. Like, when you see an apple, two apples and stuff, and then, that's it.
Yeah, no, that's like you're doing electronic music, you know, like this, and like that's cool. Like, I like Daft Punk, you know what I'm saying? Like, they press the shit out some buttons, you know,
right?
But the difference, like, they can actually DJ as well. But, like, you know, when you see them, like, you know, they're like, and it's not always about, like, cutting and scratching, it's about, like, you know, being able to control a mood, you know, and like, it's. There's a whole lot more than just blending, and, you know, there's a musical knowledge that goes into it. So not everybody's sitting there with a pair of headphones on. Like, I get on a plane, everybody has on headphones. I'm like, looking like, hey, that guy's a fucking DJ. Like, they're just people with headphones and like, you know, a really expansive MP3 collection.
Yeah. But what do you think that's gonna do for the culture though? Because we are in a
digital age,
right? That's kind of where, I guess, technology is taking us. So how do we preserve the art of DJing if that's where it's going with Serato's and Apple laptop?
You roll with the punches. Like, Serato is, I can't even say it's a necessary evil. It's necessary, you know? Okay. I've been carrying records for years, and, like, I'm tired. Like, I'm not 19, you know? So, like, I'm not going to be, like, dragging, like, 300 records on my back, you know, to do a two-hour party, you know? If I can have it all on my laptop, I'm good, you know? It's the same thing with, like, keyboards and guitars. Like, people are like, oh my God, they have guitar sounds in the keyboards. What's going to happen to guitar players? Guitar players are like, we're going to play guitar.
Okay.
You know? So it's like, there's always going to be an interest. Somebody hears scratching on a song, they're like, I'm going to learn to do that, you know? As long as someone does it, you know? Or you go to a show. Like, we've been doing, like, Cold Floor reunion shows, and the one thing that people have been saying is, like, yo, you're doing those cuts live. I'm like, yeah, because I did them. Like, that was me, like, on the record. Like, I did that. So, like, it's like, you know, if we were lucky enough to see Jimi Hendrix play, not saying I'm, like, Jimi Hendrix, but, like, you know, if you heard him do a solo, then you see him live and he does the solo, you're like, oh, my God, that guy's doing the fucking solo for the song. You want that, you know? So, like, it's as long as people want to put on a show, as long as people are interested in doing something that is a little better than just hitting enter, you know? Like, it's going to be there.
Who else are you working with now besides obviously Gene, besides
Fowley Launch, working on a new album finally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you release any features?
Not yet. Okay. But it's gonna be really different.
Okay.
If y'all heard Pity the Fool, it's
like, it's been a minute, right?
Yeah. I started a label. Like, I work with a lot of people, but, like, it's been a while since I've done, like, a Mr. Len record. So
yeah,
figured I'd get greedy again. Hi.
Okay, I told myself I wasn't going to do this, but I have to ask you. I'm sorry. I know this is probably annoying as hell, but I got to ask you anyway. What was the Company Flow reunion like? Like, how did you feel stepping back on the stage with those dudes and rocking? And I mean the most recent one. I mean, like, the one where y'all... reunion. Like, how did that feel getting back on stage with those cats?
First, like, when you walk into the club, you're like, wow, it's a lot of people here. Yeah. And what's funny is, like, people look at me and have absolutely no idea who I am because, like, you know, I got all this now.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they think I'm still, you know, like, hey, he doesn't look 20. Hey, you know, I don't. I was very young then. So, like, there's, like, I'm always nervous before I do any show. And then a lot of it, like, it was like muscle memory. Like, the beat comes on, I'm like, I know this record.
Right.
Like, I know, you know, like, all the time the dropouts and, like, you know, all the ad-libs, like, it all just kind of came back. And then it's, like, a big rush of, oh, shit, these people actually came here to hear, like, you get used to doing shows where it's like, next up is, you know, Syphilis on the Moon, you know, and like, you know, these people actually came out because Juggernauts and Cold Flow were performing. So like,
that's crazy. So like, when you did that, you realized how important that album was. Like, once you saw all them people, it was like, oh shit, like this shit is real. Like,
and it's funny when you recognize a couple of faces. You're like, oh shit, yo, this dude used to be at all the shows.
Like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That album y'all put together, man, was crazy, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You had to have known a little bit. Like, okay, this album we dropped was crazy.
No. I thought it was, I liked it. Like, you know, I thought this shit was hot.
Okay.
But, you know, like, I live in Jersey where people just don't give a shit.
Okay.
And, like, we would do shows, like, you know, I'd go overseas. People would be like, we love you! And, like, this kid's just like, I started scratching because of you. I'm like, yeah, wow, that's just awesome. Right. And I get home, they're like, fuck you.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, all right. But, you know, I really learned to just, like, kind of take everything with a grain of salt.
Really? Do you ever walk around being like, I put out an album that absolutely changed underground hip-hop? Because you did.
I only feel that way when... like some young kid is talking shit,
okay,
and I'm like, like I changed your life,
right? Okay.
You know, like you would never be able to even think about putting out a record had we not done that,
right?
You know, but like for the most part, there's this artist that'll tell me like we've done that, and like I look at them as contemporaries, so I'm like I don't see that, like you know, like I said, if you're like 22 and younger, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, respect me, little man. Earthlings, what's up? My name is Mr. Motherfucking Lett. This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Mike C Town, chilling.
This is my new brother, Mike C Town. Get it straight. Now his name is Mr. Mike C Town.
That was good. That's what's good.
Your name now. What's up, man? Thanks for dropping that class,
guys. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, man, it's an honor, man.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, appreciate you, man. Really appreciate you, for real, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.